And what is the motto?
If I can, we can too.
Okay, has everybody
The positive affirmation resounds through this art classroom at Grambling Lab High School. A large group of middle school and high school students are seated at tables. On each table sits a number of easels and canvases in place, poised for use. This is where Monroe artist Frank Kelly engages young minds in art and education.
So far, what did we learn today?
Kelly's presentation is the Youth Arts Initiative Program. He visits rural communities and schools, sharing his story about the positive dynamics of art.
When I started to paint and draw and then ended up getting an education out of it, it just broadened my horizons. And now I feel differently. I'm open to ideas.
He presents a unique opportunity for these students to share their ideas as they are gathered together for not only a lesson in art, but education as well.
Time period is one time period.
During the session, Kelly shares his story of growing up in a small community and some restrictions of rural living. He says from that era to today's generation, vast emphasis has been placed on technology and core studies, while limitations remain on diverse programs like the arts. A desire to develop traits that lend to esteem, confidence, and discovery is the vision of working with young people.
It's about them finding themselves. And if they can find themselves early enough, they can be better citizens, they can be better lawyers, doctors, or whatever they want to achieve in life.
Nitra is a senior participating in the program. She appreciates how expression is emphasized as she begins to consider the focus of her painting.
Art's a hobby. It's the way I express myself, different ways, how you perceive things, stuff around you.
Kelly describes the textured canvases of giving depth and design to the students' work. Palettes are set before them.
And those palettes are where you have your paints. We have warm colors and cool colors.
Dee, a fellow senior at Grambling Lab, likes the opportunity to have feedback from an established artist. His enjoyment comes as he takes pride in creating images or scenes of what interests him.
I just kind of get a few ideas in my head and kind of just let it fall free. And that's why I like art. It's not a right or wrong thing you can do. It's just go off your imagination and just go for it.
Several of these students will be graduating in just a couple months. Carrie Deason, the fine arts instructor at Grambling Middle and High School, hopes the session will give them a view of career possibilities.
Some ideas of what they can do with the art, and they can come up with and help them think of some careers that stem from art that a lot of people don't realize, that you would have to major in art to do some of these graphic design and computer design.
She notes the opportunity to envision and create art while hearing from Kelly, who has applied such the process to his own life, speaks to students and things they may be going through.
I hope that it gives them a little more confidence, and it's also a huge outlet for a lot of the children around here to release some of these issues that they're going through right now, and can open up just their mind to think outside the box and be able to think of some other careers that are out there.
Kelly says hopefully students will take something from this moment of art and education and apply it as they grow.
Giving them some form of direction, you know? And it's okay, even today, to dream, that your dreams can come true, and just to make a difference. Come step by step.
Those steps that lead to the motto.
If I can, we can too.
Bob Lennox, KEDM News.